Good morning. This morning I'll say a few words before we start with the guided meditation. So mindfulness practice, as you know, is about being present for what is, what's happening in that moment. And as I pointed to last night, our bodies, our physical, our somatic experience is an integral part of what's happening in the moment. But many of us are disconnected from our bodies. Maybe not so tuned in. Makes perfect sense. It's easy to imagine we have professions or education or cultural things that really emphasize our minds, really emphasize our capacity to figure things out and solve problems. And that's fantastic. But that's not all of the experience. And that's not all what it means to be a human. So for some of us, part of mindfulness practice is a training of how to be present in the body, how to inhabit our bodies, how to be embodied. And it's a process. And it's not necessarily fast. We have a habit, of course we do, of being in the mind. So a big part of practice is learning to, we might say, bring awareness down into the body, so to speak. So I'd like us to do a little exercise here. And just bring your attention to the sensations in your left hand. You might notice, what is the hand touching? Is it warm or cool? Is it rough or smooth? Whatever your left hand is touching. Just with some light curiosity. And then, what is the experience of having a left hand, the embodied sense? That is, there might be a certain experience of tingling, maybe some vibrancy, sense of aliveness in the left hand. Might be subtle. And can you sense that same vibrancy in the right hand? And then maybe in the similar way, feeling into the sensations of breathing. So not ideas about breathing, but how it feels on the inside, so to speak. So we can shift our attention, bring it to different aspects of our experience, including different aspects of our bodily experience. And so with this mindfulness practice that Inez and I are teaching on this retreat, we use an anchor, which Inez and I are offering the breath, resting attention in the sensations of breathing. And then when a bodily sensation becomes compelling, when it's pulling your attention, we don't have to fight with it, we don't have to struggle, we just very simply turn our attention to that compelling sensation. And that is the new anchor. When it's no longer compelling, we just come back to the breath. So we don't have to try to force certain experiences to happen. It turns out, if you're meditating and you're being with the breath, the whole spectrum of your life will show itself sooner or later by becoming compelling. We can trust that. We don't have to go seek out particular experiences. So if these compelling sensations are difficult, uncomfortable, and let's be honest, many of them will be, a few things you can do. One is to make a small mental note about the experience. So this might be something like an adjective, something like stabbing, throbbing, tingling, pressure, heat, dynamic, something like that. And using a simple note is a way to help us not only not bounce off of the experience, but takes up a little bit of the mental bandwidth to help us be with the experience and not jump right into story making, it's easy to fall into, oh no, not this again, or wow, fantastic, I'm so happy this is here again. And then off we go with the stories or the mental. Because uncomfortable experiences often are a combination of physical things that are stabbing or pulling in an uncomfortable way, for example, but also might be memories, fears, of course. And just like I talked about last night, we can tease apart the emotion from our reaction to the emotion. We can do the same with physical experiences. For those of you who were here at the Q&A last night, Inez shared that when she was learning to work with her own bodily pain, was when she started to notice how she hated the discomfort. Then things started to shift. She hadn't noticed the hate, but when she did, that's when things loosened up a little bit. So we're with what we're calling the anchor is the breath. And then maybe here I'll just say briefly, for some people who have like asthma or some breathing difficulties, the breath is not a neutral place. But then we often recommend being with sounds. It's an alternative. So when you hear me say breath, you can think to yourself sounds. But for most people, the breath is a good anchor. So you're with your anchor, when a bodily sensation becomes really compelling, just very simply, gently turn towards it. Might help to make a note, throbbing, it's getting bigger, maybe it's shifting location a little bit, maybe the intensity goes up, intensity goes down. We're just bringing this curiosity, and like a naturalist, we're are observing what's happening. And when it's less compelling, we come back to the anchor. If you're new to retreat practice, many of you are newer, it takes time for the body to work out its kinks. Inez and I could not, well, I shouldn't speak for Inez, I'll speak for myself. I could not sit in this posture for very long in the beginning. It just takes time. And maybe one last thing I'll say about this. If turning towards the sensation is too much, the sensation's too strong, or it's you'll just slip into overwhelm, two things you might do. One is to take more like a bird's eye view, as if kind of like you're looking at the sensation from a distance. Two, might intentionally turn towards a neutral sensation. For me, it's often like the top of my right leg or the back of my right arm above the shoulder, the elbow. So in this way, we can meet our experiences in a relaxed, open manner without a need to struggle, without a need to shove away or push away, but also with a commitment to practice, to being present with what's happening in this moment. So many of you are already in a meditation posture, but now I'll begin more of a guided meditation. Just having the body sense of uprightness and ease as best you can. Bringing an aliveness of attention to this experience of just sitting here. To sit and know you're sitting. Feeling the sensations touching the floor. Whether that's just your feet or your feet and your legs. Find the buttocks against the chair or the cushion. We're here, grounded, connected, here. Bringing some mindfulness into this bodily experience. Like inhabiting the body with some presence. Noticing if there are some obvious areas of tension in the body. And it might be by bringing some awareness to those areas. It can bring a little bit more ease. It might not as well, and can you be okay with that? And can you set the direction, the orientation as one of kindness, as one of care, as one of respect for yourself, your experience? Putting down any ideas of this has to be a self-improvement project. And instead, we're going to open to the experience of what's here. And you'll notice the body is breathing. And resting the attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement in the body associated with breathing. Or feeling the movement of the air entering and exiting the nose. Whichever location, the chest, the belly, the nose, feels supportive. Just resting attention there, bringing mindfulness there. When the mind wanders, we just very simply, gently begin again. What is it like to give yourself over to the sensations of breathing? if a bodily sensation is compelling, you can let go of the breath and just very simply, gently bring attention to that bodily experience with some curiosity and some care. We're letting any commentary, story-making, thoughts about it, let those just be in the background. Might be helpful to use simple note. It might not, too. Some people find it supportive, not everybody. Something like throbbing. Pulling. Spiky, tingling, whatever it might be. Then if we find ourselves lost in thought, or no longer connected to the sensations in the body, come back to the breath. In a relaxed, easy way. That bodily sensation is still compelling. We can go back. Last night I introduced RAFT, recognize, allow, feel in the body, tease apart the experience from the commentary. We can do the same with bodily experience, recognize, allow, and tease apart the experience from our relationship to the experience, our reaction to the experience. So last night I talked about emotions, and I talked about one way to be with them is to bring the bodily attention to the bodily experience. And this morning I talked about, you know, just being with the bodily experience. So there's a way in which practice can be, like with, you know, for example, like breath, stabbing in the knee, breath, and then like tightness in the heart. And sometimes when we are tuned into the bodily, we're not even quite sure what the emotion is. Maybe what we notice first is like tightness in the heart or fluttering in the belly, or maybe not. Maybe the emotion has come up. The point is, though, is that we can be with our anchor, breath, and then just very gently turn towards what's compelling. Feel it. If need be, tease apart the experience from the all the thinking that goes along with it as best you can. And then when it's no longer compelling or it's diminished or the mind gets lost, come back to the breath. So we use the breath as the anchor, but with some ease and flexibility, moving the attention around when needed as a support. And then what we discover, it starts to become just easier and easier to be with the breath, keeping it in the foreground, and maybe some of these other things are just staying in the background, some of the emotions or bodily experience. But sometimes they will be compelling, and we can turn towards them. Because sometimes we have this idea with meditation practice that we have to like shove away, or we're trying to like get rid of everything except, you know, being with the breath. And that sets up a type of tension. Story making, this shouldn't be here. Why is this happening? I can't meditate. Look at those other people that are meditating. Or, you know, all the stories that minds like to make. And instead, we're just kind of like encompassing all of our experience instead of saying this is good and that's bad. I have to get rid of this, keep that. Of course, there are unskillful things that arise in the mind. But for now, we're going to be with just the breath and the bodily experience, and recognizing that emotions have a bodily experience as a part of the composite of emotions. This evening, Inez will talk more about thinking and practice with that. So it might be best if you just put off having any thoughts until later. So I have a few announcements. First is just an encouragement to drink water. It's a funny thing to be saying, but it's a little bit easy to get dehydrated and not drink as much when we're out of our usual way of being, you know, in our usual day, especially when it's warm like this. It's actually not uncommon for people on retreat to get really dehydrated and then just not to feel well, feel like this loss of energy. And I'll just say for me personally, I part of the way I can know I'm a little bit dehydrated, if I can't quite focus. I don't have a good way to explain this, but if I'm hydrated, it's just easier for me to stay with mindfulness. So yeah, there's a drinking fountain out there. There's, of course, there's glasses for water. Many of you have water bottles. We don't bring water bottles here in the meditation hall, but a lot of people bring them out there just like take some drinks when they are coming and going out of the meditation hall. Whatever works for you, just an encouragement to drink plenty of water. And then just a reminder that everybody will see either me or Inez today in a practice discussion, either at 9:30, 10:30, or 11:30. These meetings are 45 minutes long. That's, as I said last night, an opportunity to check in about how practice is going. For me, it's on the Bodhi deck. You can find that. I can never tell where it is when I'm indoors. It's probably somewhere over there, but I'm not quite sure. And Inez is, she's going to start, I think, downstairs in meeting room one. If it gets oppressively hot in there, you might move, but you might stay there too. So I'm wishing you a lovely day of practice.